Tango Tango Papa 1750, June 22nd, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Circleville, Ohio. So, we've been very busy. you know, they keep me just as busy as possible, it seems like. So, the load that I have now, I picked up at Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm on my way to Holland, Michigan. And once I get to Holland, Michigan, I'm going to kind of be out of hours or close to it. You know, so I'm just kind of right up against the 70 hours, or I will be. So, in any case, weather-wise, it's been pretty nice. I'd say it's in the, it's been getting into the 80s where I've been at. As far, you know, I haven't really been paying that much attention to it. But it's been, you know, today part of the, or I guess a good chunk of the day, it was sort of cloudy. There were a lot of clouds in the sky earlier, and then, but the sun was out. So no rain or anything. We haven't ran into any rain. And this evening here in Ohio, I don't know what the temperature is. I'm guessing it's probably in the low 70s right now. And, no weather going on, so it's pretty pleasant. So I continue to kind of recover from the poison ivy. I've still got a little bit of itching here and there, so the poison ivy is still kind of in the process of, but it's all healing at this point. And the itching, I'm able to pretty much, I either take some Benadryl or I don't, depending on how, you know, if it gets, if it's intense enough, then I'll take some Benadryl. But otherwise, it's kind of a really low grade. And after all of that, having to put up with the hives for a week and a half, the itching from the poison ivy is kind of nothing. You know, because those hives, if you've ever had the hives, they're kind of intolerable. And you think, well, what can I, you know, this is horrible. I just can't, you know, you have this idea that you can't take it. Well, you can. Believe me, you can. You know, and it lasts about, normally, the normal hives, you know, they last an hour or two or whatever, and then you're over it, and it's kind of a bad memory. Well, I lived with the hives for a week and a half, essentially. They just didn't go away. And, that was, you know, plus the poison ivy. But, so, got rid of the hives, and now the poison ivy, as I say, it's kind of on the, seems to be in the process of healing, and my skin, because of the swelling that I had, and I think the allergic reaction, I think it was to the prednisone that I was taking, my skin afterwards, you know, was kind of dry and peeling, and so that's continuing to improve as well. Still a little bit dry, but it's, you know, on my face and what have you, but it nothing like what it was, and it's getting better. I can see where it's making progress each day. So that's almost back to normal, but what a thing to go through. But things happen sometimes, and you just have to sort of, you know, if you've got something to suffer, it's best just to suffer it, you know, and don't, there's no point in crying over spilled milk. So it was, you know, I don't think I'd want to go through that experience again, but now I know that you can live with the hives for a week and a half. And not only was I living with the hives for a week and a half, I was working during the entire time, working pretty hard. And I, you know, made it. So, but sort of glad that it does seem to be winding down now. But, so, anyway, a couple of days ago, Google has been, they've got this thing called Google Music that they've been talking about, and I really hadn't paid too much attention to it, but of course I've got an Android phone, and then the Android on this Nexus 7, and I'd heard people talk about the Google Music and what they're offering. And so they have this offer that's good through June the 30th. You know, you have a 30-day free trial of Google Music, and then after that, it's $7.99 per month. Now, what you get for the $7.99, so I went ahead and signed up for the free trial, and I think I'm probably going to end up keeping it, and I think it's worth the $7.99, because what you get... there are literally millions of songs that are available through, you know, the Google Music or the so-called Google Play Store. So there's all these songs that are available. And, you know, there's not everything is available. There's certain things that aren't, but most things are. The majority of stuff is. There's no single music service that has everything. You know, you look at iTunes, and it does not have everything, but it's got a lot of stuff. And what I really, you know, for a long time I haven't bought any new music, and I haven't paid attention to what, you know, kind of goes on in the music scene, especially with popular music and country music and all of that. That's sort of deteriorated, certainly in the 90s and then beyond. It, you know, the pop music scene just sort of deteriorated, and I, you know, kind of lost interest in it. So for a long time, when I would listen to something, it would be something older, or you know, and I'll listen to I'll listen to almost anything, including, you know, a lot of classical stuff, pipe organ stuff. So I would just listen to the old stuff that I had, that I already had, you know, I got a collection. But, so I discovered, you know, this past month I've been listening to, there's this Mexican radio station. The station's in Mexico City. It's called Beat 100.9, and it's electronic music. And so on this TuneIn radio application, I've been listening to that quite a bit. And I can't understand most Spanish. I can, you know, pick a few words out here and there. They don't talk on there very much, but they play. You know, I was really enjoying the music they were playing. It's kind of this electronic, you know, the genre is considered electronic or electronica, and I decided that, you know, I like that stuff, so I signed up for the Google Music for the free trial, and so I began to put some of these artists in there, you know, and you know, of course, there's tons of them that are available, and it's kind of interesting because once you start, it's kind of like Pandora, you know, you have you can either thumbs up or thumbs down, and if you don't like something, if you tap on thumbs down, it's going to skip to the next track. But that, once you start doing that, it, you know, liking things or not, or disliking them, then it sort of builds a profile of your tastes, and then it, you know, that's the way Pandora works, and that's what this Google Music is doing, and they also have, just like Pandora, they've got this quote-unquote radio feature where you pick a song and then you know, start the radio stream playing, and then it kind of picks these different songs sort of based on that song, things that are, you know, that have similarity to it. And so I've been, for the past couple of days, I've been really, you know, spending the entire time driving listening to these different songs on Google Music, you know, the streaming service. And I've been pretty impressed. Because, you know, I really find that I hadn't really paid attention. I knew that the electronic stuff existed. And basically the electronic stuff that I'm listening to now, it's, some people might not like it at all. They, you know, because it's sort of repetitive. And it's got some, you know, it's all generated electronically, you know, basically with a synthesizer. You know, kind of synthesizer / drum machine, and some of the sounds are, you know, you almost consider them noise, or they're very aggressive sounds, and but I don't know, I like it. What can I say? So there's tons of that stuff, you know, and I, you know, kind of didn't even really pay attention to it, didn't know it, you know, all of it, all of the stuff that existed. And there's actually some good stuff, and there's good stuff that's being made, new stuff all the time. And all of this, there's just tons and tons of this stuff that's available through Google Music. And so, you know, for the time being, I kind of see myself, once the trial has expired, I see myself paying the $8.99. Because, you know, it's nice to kind of have access to a huge library of music, and it's kind of like you're renting it, in a sense. It's almost like you're renting it. You know, I'm sure once you stop paying the $8.99, anything that you've downloaded through there, unless you've purchased it, if you just, you know, because it lets you download stuff to your device. But I'm sure that once, if you quit paying the $8.99, then that stuff would go away, unless you purchased it. And then if you purchased it, then you'd have it. But I don't really care to purchase it. I'm not going to spend a fortune on music. But on the other hand, it's nice to be able to listen to it. And this stuff that I'm listening to is immediately, you know, it's, you know, I find that I like it. I either like it or I don't. And it's, you know, so I'm listening to just tons and tons of stuff. And it's quite amazing to me, you know, all of the stuff that's out there. And that Google, this Google Music, you know, whatever algorithm that they're using, seems to be able to find stuff that I really like, kind of based on what I've told it, you know, what, you know, liking stuff, and a few times I've disliked something, and so that's interesting. It's kind of interesting, you know, just to be able to rent the music. I don't really care to own it anymore. I mean, I guess the only reason that people wanted to own music in the first place is because they had it for sale. You know, for years that was the model. You bought your, you know, you had to pay for the, you know, you bought a record, or you know, and then later it was tapes and then CDs. You'd buy these things, and then you had them, and you could do whatever you wanted to with them, you know, within reason as far as playing them. With this, you've got, as long as you're paying for the access, you've got access to virtually anything. They've got all kinds of different genres of music besides that. You know, I've kind of explored a little bit, and there's tons and tons of stuff. And but it's interesting to have access to all of it, and not, you know, or to a good, I'd say not really all of it, but a good chunk of it. I'd say the majority of music that's available, you know, kind of going back, the back catalog stuff and the newer stuff is there. And it's kind of nice to be able to just listen to it. And, you know, as opposed to Pandora, what I found with Pandora is that it has some of the stuff. Not everything is available through Pandora. You know, now, of course, Pandora wants you to pay. And I don't know if you get better music if you pay or they just take, I think it just gets rid of the ads. The thing with this Google Music is that there are no ads. You know, once you subscribe, and you can cancel it at any time, there are no ads. So you listen, and it's just the music, and it goes from one to the next. And I also like the way that the streaming feature works. It when the internet access is available, it will go ahead and cache the songs that it's going to play, you know, and you can actually look at the playlist as well. You can but it actually caches those so that, you know, as I'm driving, it pretty much, even if I, you know, temporarily lose internet access, data access, or it gets, you know, kind of lousy or whatever, as it will from time to time, I never know it because it just goes ahead, it continues to play because it's stored or sort of prefetched a lot of the stuff. And so I was able to, you know, listen for hours and hours and hours as I was kind of driving through areas where, you know, the internet access can get kind of sketchy at times. So that they've got that part of it working pretty well too. So I this Google Music, I think, what is it, $7.99? I think I'm going to keep it. I see myself probably going ahead and keeping it. Of course, I've still got, you know, I just started the 30-day free trial a couple of days ago. And, but I do think I'll probably end up keeping it, at least for the time being. And now probably one thing that I'm going to drop is the DVD portion of Netflix. I've thought about dropping that for a while. And I don't, you know, I'm not really getting that much value out of it. Of course, I'll keep the streaming part. But I do think I'm going to probably end up dropping the DVD part because I'm just not, it's kind of a pain to have to, you know, when I go home, I watch the DVD or the Blu-ray and then mail it back. And, you know, and then probably I don't get another one until I come home the next time. Well, that's for what they charge for the DVD service. You know, I'd be better off just skipping that. And if I really want to watch a DVD or a Blu-ray, then go down and rent it from Redbox, you know, while I'm home. Because otherwise, I'm just, you know, it's, so I do think I'll probably drop that and just keep the streaming portion. So, but the data, I don't know. The data is good enough at this point where streaming really works. It, for the most part, it really does work, and you can kind of listen to different, you know, radio streams, you know, because most radio stations in the world are, I'd say the vast majority of them are streaming. They also stream on the internet, and so you can virtually listen to anything anywhere. And like I say, I've been listening to this Mexican FM radio station. It's in Mexico City, and you know, I'm listening to the ads and the whole bit. You know, they have Walmart ads. You know, I can, because there's a few words I can recognize. You know, they're you know, Walmart, and then another one's Sam's Club, and you know, and then there's some stuff that I just don't recognize. But it's interesting listening to ads in a different language, because you can tell by the tone of the voice, you know, that they're selling. You know, and then if they, and it's interesting because with the Mexican radio ads, they have all these, like, what do you call it? At the end of the ad, you know, they'll have like a disclaimer, and you can, you know, where the guy talks really fast, you know, and they're, you know, they're kind of giving a legal thing and they're talking really fast. And it seems like, now, maybe the, you know, I just don't listen to radio anymore, you know. So maybe if I would listen to, you know, like American radio stations now, maybe I would, if I listen to them kind of with an ear for the, you know, kind of the language, you know, and do they put that many disclaimers at the end of the ads? You know, because like, you know, if it's a car ad, you know, they'll, at the end, they'll give you the guy's talking really fast, you know, with a disclaimer, you know, if they've made some sort of an offer. Well, it seems like these Mexican ads, there's, every one of them's got a disclaimer at the end. I don't know if that's just something cultural or what the deal is, but they've got lots of disclaimers at the end of their ads. And I don't know what they're saying, but it's, you can just tell by the way they're talking and the tone of voice, because the ads are all kind of done the same way. It's a formula. You know, they have a formula for radio ads, and, you know, it doesn't matter what the language is. You can tell by the tone of voice what it is. So, but the streaming, the data is good enough. If you've got enough data, the data really is good enough to just stream stuff. And, you know, that's got to have some interesting implications for radio and the way, you know, kind of the way music is done and sold. But I think that, you know, at this point, the time, because the data has gotten so good enough, at this point, you know, it really is viable. It kind of has become viable to simply, instead of buying music, just, you know, you just sort of pay for access to it, or almost like renting it. You rent it, and then if you're done with it, you just quit paying the rent. And I don't mind that. I'd rather do that than, you know, because if you start buying music, let's say, you know, like $1 a piece or $1.50 a piece for each song, that's kind of stupid, you know, because a song, most music has sort of, a lot of it, especially popular stuff, has a limited, you can only listen to it so many times. It's kind of got a limited lifespan, and then you sort of listen to it and then you get tired of it and you're ready to move on to something else. And so with this sort of taking an all-you-can-eat approach to music, it does seem to work. Now, in my case, like I say, I'm sort of exploring genre of music that I've just completely ignored in the past, and I'm really enjoying it. And I find that I really like all of the stuff that they're. I do like the vast majority of it. That's probably not the case for the average listener. That's probably not going to be the case, because if I didn't have a reason to subscribe to it, and the reason being is that I want to, you know, I'm kind of exploring this new genre of music, it probably wouldn't be worth subscribing to, just to get, you know, to gain access to sort of the same old tired stuff. So, but it's kind of an interesting way of gaining access, being able to listen to music and enjoy it, and not, you know, and just kind of pay a flat rate for it, you know, kind of an all-you-can-eat approach. So, but, you know, most of this stuff I wouldn't, you know, if it was, it's nice to listen to, and I might like listening to it a few times over, but it's not worth paying for, you know, not in the traditional sense. It's just worth, you know, I'll listen to it a few times, and maybe a bunch of times, and over a period of time, I'll listen to, you know, each one of these, you know, because there's hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of songs, individual tracks. that I can potentially listen to in this genre. And, you know, some of them I'm going to listen to a bunch of times over, but again, they're just not worth, it's not worth paying for to buy it in the traditional sense. But I'll pay to stream it, pay to have access to it while I'm kind of interested in it. And then, you know, of course, they're adding new stuff all the time. That's the other part, is that as the stuff becomes available, you gain immediate access to it. And so that's the other nice part about sort of paying a flat rate to get, you know, to sort of, in a sense, rent the music. And I'm listening to the music because I've kind of, yeah, there's still a few podcasts that I'll listen to once in a while. But I don't know. The news, I look at the headlines and the news is so rotten. And I know the direction it's going to go. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. You know, you can look at people. If you know what to sort of to read, you know, sort of read between the lines, you can see that people are being compromised sort of left and right. Now, this senator from, I think he's a senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, you know, at first he came across as he was really a good guy and so on and so forth. And then now he's kind of, something's happened to him. And all of a sudden he's in favor of sort of throwing open the borders and, you know, with this amnesty thing. And, you know, it's almost like his soul, you know, same thing happened to Chris Christie. It happened with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, very quickly. He lost his soul. John Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, was another one. He lost his soul. And, you know, the Boy Scouts. You know, all of a sudden they, you know, it's like they've decided that they're just going to destroy their organization. You know, they're going to, you know, have gay scoutmasters or whatever. That's inviting, you know, nothing, no offense if you're gay, but I don't want you, if I had a son, I don't want you being a scoutmaster. I'm sorry. That's asking for molestation to take place. Now, I'm not saying that gay people are molesters, but you look at all the molesters, and the vast majority of them are gay. So, that's just a fact. So, but the Boy Scouts, you know, and they're gone. You know, that organization it might as well be finished. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. It's worthless. Because they've been invaded. But a lot of people, that's the thing. A lot of people are invaded. You know, you think that you're your own person. You think that your ideas are your own, that you're coming up with your own ideas and your own value system and so on. No, you're not. You're a puppet. People won't admit it. It's happening very quickly, and sometimes, you know, occasionally it ends up making the news, but it's happening to people all over the country. All of a sudden, they just flip-flop. Are you a communist? You may not think you are, but you probably, there's a lot of people that are, and they just don't realize it yet. Meaning that, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that you may think that you're a capitalist, But then whenever the pressure is put on you, then all of a sudden your ideas change, and then you think, oh, collectivism's good, communism's good, you know, worshiping the state is good. Paying taxes is good. And the only reason you think that way is because someone pressured you. You know, the people around you, all, the groupthink. In other words, the groupthink was already, you were already part of the groupthink, you just didn't realize it. A lot of people's tastes and things, that's been manipulated their entire life. You know, they've never had an original thought in their mind. But they can't admit it. Least of all to themselves. And our society is just full of people that are essentially walking zombies. Wind-up robots. They're not genuine people. There's nothing genuine about them. They're externally programmed. Whoever's in charge of the groupthink controls their thoughts and their attitudes and their behavior. But they can't see it. They think that they're the ones that are in charge. And so therefore, it's going to get worse. It's going to become more and more and more ridiculous. And so that, you know, there's really no point. I look at the headlines and I know the direction. And there is no political solution. There are still people that think that they're going to somehow come up with a political solution for it. There is no political solution. We've lost our morals. They're gone. So you wonder how bad can it get? Pretty bad. We don't have a clue. We've spent, as I've said many times before, most of us have spent our entire lives sort of being taken care of. In a sense, we've had very easy lives compared to what they could be, how bad they could be. We've had very easy lives. We have no clue really how to take care of ourselves. Then you have, you know, it's not only Obama and it's not only the Democrat Party, it's the Republicans too. You have people that want to remake society in their own image. Almost like if you look in the Chinese thing, they had what they called cultural revolution, where, you know, someone decided that they didn't like the way that the society was, and they were just going to throw out all the traditions just all at once, have a new society. Throw out all the ancient Chinese traditions. And so in a sense, that's what's happening to us. We're having a cultural revolution. That's what, you know, they're not calling it that, but that's basically what it is. Someone decides, well, I don't like the way that, you know, the way the society's done this or the way it's done that. We're just going to change it. Throw out all the traditions, throw out everything, and just change it. And of course, a lot of people get stepped on in the meantime. You know, and you have this, so many people that are just, they're just groupthink. They're not real people. They're groupthink people. And if you're, you know, if you're one of those groupthink persons, God help you. You're in trouble. May not realize it yet. You will soon, if you haven't already. Why is all of this happening? Because we've lost our morals. It all goes back to morals. There is no, you know, people think they want to be happy and they, you know, want to get happy quick, basically, sort of like you've heard of get rich quick schemes. Well, there's get happy quick schemes. People want to get happy quick. And so they think that if they buy this or they do that, that they're going to be happy. Or that if they just had some friends or if they could just do this or do that or you know, or socialize more or whatever it is, that somehow they'd be happy. And there is no, those are bottomless pits. I mentioned it before, you know, the Bible, you know, it talks about children of the light and children of the dark. If you're a child of the light, the only thing that can really satisfy you, the only thing you can really find meaning in, is to find your original identity, to find the source of your original identity, to, in a sense, to find your creator. But, you know, that sounds shallow. And I can't, all I can communicate to you is through words. And when I say find your creator, I'm not talking about, you're not going to find him in church. He's not in the church. it's right there all the time. You thought of it as a guilty conscience. That conscience that you know, is kind of nagging at you. Reminding you of what you've fallen away from. But if you're a child of the light, big if, only, you know, I guess only you know that. God knows it, but you know it. If you're a child of the light, that relationship is the only thing that matters. And that's why we're here, essentially. To find that. Go back to the Adam and Eve story. Adam had it. He was made with it. But he lost it. And then he started making excuses. He doubted what he knew, that what he knew was right, the right thing to do. So he could do the wrong thing and then make excuses for the wrong thing. So we, the offspring of Adam and Eve, have the opportunity to sort of be born into a system like that, where we're able to sort of experiment with the wrong and find out that the wrong really is wrong, and then we can be saved from it. We can go back to that original state. The original state of not doubting. But if you're a child of the light, you may try a million different things. But there's only one that actually has any meaning. Now, of course, the groupthink people will try to pull you away from that. They'll try their best to make you doubt it, of course. But the groupthink people, if you're a groupthink person, whether you want to admit it or not, the group, who's in charge of your group? It's the same spirit of evil. This is Satan, the devil. It's all the same. It's the same spirit. There's one spirit that's in control. There's two spirits, essentially, that wait on us when we come into this world. Good on one hand and evil on the other. If you go to my website, truckertompodcast.com, up at the top, there's a link that says meditation. Click on that. There's about, I think I've got about 4 files that you can download. You can listen to them on your computer, put them on your MP3 player, however you want to do it, burn them onto a CD, if you still use CDs. It's a meditation technique taught by Roy Masters. And it's very simple. It's a very simple technique that teaches, you know, it basically you practice staying in the moment. You know, kind of coming out of the squirrel cage of your thoughts. Practice staying in the moment. And it's interesting. Now, I can't promise that that's going to help everybody, but I do believe it will help most people. And if you find that it helps you, then it's up to you to continue it. God is in the moment. Your Creator is in the moment. He's not in the future, not in the past, but in the present moment. What you thought of as a guilty conscience you've been trying to escape from your entire life was actually the spirit that created you. So essentially, you learn how to meditate properly. You're sort of practicing allowing, you know, not running away, allowing what you thought of as a guilty conscience to catch up with you. And essentially have its way with you. Now, if you're one of the child of darkness, that's hell. But if you're a child of the light, that's what you've been looking for your entire life. You just didn't realize that it was there all the time. And in fact, if you're a child of the light, being separated from that source of identity is agony. That being separated is really the sort of the worst thing that can happen, the worst thing of all, being separated from your true source of identity. And as I say, you know, the groupthink people, all there, and there's plenty of them in our society. Are there, they're in a school system, their parents, so on and so forth, you know, trying to destroy that. It's their job to try to separate you from your God-given identity. It's their job to separate you from that and to make you doubt it, get you to doubt it, so on and so forth. That's their function. And so therefore it's stupid to resent them. See them for what they are. evil is necessary. It's very necessary. Because otherwise you wouldn't have anything to sort of practice it, against. Sort of a foil. So that's why God created evil. That's why it exists. You're thinking, well, why didn't God just make us perfect from the start? What good would it be to have a wind-up robot that just, you know, that would have the identity and would say, I love you, I love you, I love you? That would be useless. So how would you create a choice? You have to offer a choice. And so evil, he created evil so that it would, sort of, tempt us if we were temptable, and we're temptable, tempt us away from what we knew was right, to get us to doubt. That's the original sin, is doubt. Doubting, Adam doubted what he knew was right. He, in a sense, he separated from God to become his own God. And as I said before, if you're a child of the light, that separation itself is agony. But the meditation's on my website. Give it a try. It's very simple. It's not going to hurt you. It's a very simple technique. And again, if you find that it helps you, it's up to you to continue it. You have to want to know the truth, you know, and it's not an instant process. It's not something that's just going to happen instantly and you're saved and, you know, and praise Jesus and all of that. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. You know, that's, you know, it's not an emotional thing that happens. And if you've had some sort of an emotional experience at church, you know, sorry, you don't have it. You've just been fooled. You just took on a groupthink. You know, and you may think that you feel better and what have you. It's just groupthink. You know, and you got your friends to kind of bolster you up. And by the way, if you start falling away from the groupthink, they'll let you know real quick. You know, they'll all of a sudden start withdrawing their support. You know, to get you to come back into the fray, make you feel the pain by withdrawing their support. That's another thing. You know, there's this idea that, you know, that you need people to like you. You know, psychologists will tell you that, you need people to like you. Well, if you need people to like you, you know, the psychologists, you know, they'll take a survey and they'll say, oh, it's normal. Everybody wants, you know, everybody does it, therefore it's normal. No, it's not. If you need people to like you, if you can't stand the thought of people not liking you, something's wrong with you. Sorry, something's wrong with you. You shouldn't need people to like you. What kind of person needs people to like them? Somebody that's rotten to start with. You need people to like you because otherwise that conscience, that guilty conscience is going to get you. Have your slimy groupthink friends. I'm okay, you're okay.
Does your life suck? Is it a living hell to be you? Do you ever wish you could just end it all? Or do you have that pesky aging parent, nagging wife, or insolent brat of a kid you wish you could just eliminate? If so, know that you are not alone. Planned Parenthood proudly announces a new business unit, Planned Parenthood Death Centers. At Planned Parenthood Death Centers, we can help you overcome life's mistakes. At Planned Parenthood Death Centers, we believe that every life should be a planned and wanted life. Planned Parenthood Death Centers, coming soon to a location near you.
All services must be prepaid in advance, cash only.
Okay, so I wanted to play that. That's basically Obamacare. I saw this headline, I don't know, a day or two ago. Basically, it was saying that Planned Parenthood was making sure that they were part of Obamacare. And that is the Planned Parenthood Death Centers. Now, I was making, you know, when I made that, and I don't know, I made this several years ago, the thing that I just played, made that a few years ago, I was kind of, you know, taking it to the extreme and sort of poking fun at it. But there's always an element of truth into anything that's really funny. And this is how those people think. It's a bottomless pit. These people are death-centered. And so, Obamacare basically is the Planned Parenthood Death Centers. Just give it time. There is no standing still. You're either moving in one direction or the other. There is no standing still. You're either becoming better or you're becoming worse. We are in the process of becoming worse. It's a bottomless pit. If this goes unchecked, you know, not only will we be killing babies in the womb, we'll be killing them out of the womb after they're already born, toddlers. You know, and if that's acceptable, then why not just, you know, get rid of unwanted adults? You're no longer needed. We'll just get, you know, we'll do away with you. you have a bad quality of life. We'll just do away with you. You're a burden on society. We'll just do away with you. I don't like your politics. We'll just do away with you. You didn't vote the right way. We'll just do away with you. We don't like the way you look. We'll do away with you. You live in the wrong part of the country. We'll just do away with you. That's where it's headed. I don't know how far it could go. It is a bottomless pit. Sooner or later, a stop will be put to it. That's the future. That if you've got kids, that's their future. All because we lost our morals. We lost our way. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. We're about 62 minutes. Get headed to bed. Hope everyone is having a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.